Mr. Rooster.
Roosters don't live by motorways, but Mr. Rooster did. Every morning, there he was. His tail feathers waved with the swoosh, swoosh, swoosh of the cars going by. How did that rooster get there? A rooster! Where did that rooster come from? People going by loved to see Mr. Rooster, but they didn't think he would have much to eat living there. So out of car windows came bread and scraps, plunk, at Mr. Rooster's feet. Breakfast! But a man called Rufus McPhee didn't like Mr. Rooster living there. "The cars always slow down for that rooster," he said. "He makes me late for work. I won't have a rooster make me late for work. No way."
"That rooster!"
Breakfast! So one night, Rufus McPhee came creeping down the motorway with a big sack and popped Mr. Rooster in it. "You're coming with me," he said. Rufus McPhee took Mr. Rooster to his house and put him on the fence.
"You can stay here," he said. "Now you won't make me late for work again."
But Mr. Rooster crowed all night. Rufus McPhee was so tired he couldn't go to work. Mr. Rooster didn't stop crowing, and Rufus McPhee's phone didn't stop ringing.
"Get rid of that rooster," people shouted. "You can't keep it."
Cock-a-doodle-doo! So Rufus McPhee popped Mr. Rooster back in the sack. He went creeping down the motorway again and put Mr. Rooster back.
"You are a very strange rooster," he said. "What a strange rooster!
What a strange man!"
And there by the motorway is where Mr. Rooster still is. Every morning, his tail feathers wave to the people going to work.
"Mr. Rooster is back!"
As for Rufus McPhee, well, he has to get up very early.